This is Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Cadet women and junior freestyle now completed at Fargo. Team Kansas came away with two All-American finishes in each division. In cadet women's, Nicole Moore of Pretty Prairie and Nickerson High School finished with a 5-2 record and a fifth place finish at 100 pounds. Elise Robinson of Fort Riley and Junction City High School was national runner-up at 164 pounds with a 3-1 record. A familiar name in Jace Colzer collected his fifth Fargo All-American honor. The Olathe South senior-to-be finished in fourth place at 113 pounds with a 5-2 record. Jalen Harper of Manhattan, also a senior-to-be, rounded out the All-American finishes for Kansas with an eighth-place finish at a stacked 160-pound weight class. He finished with a 5-3 record. All right, we're talking here on Airtime to Elisa Robinson of Fort Riley. She finished as runner-up, national runner-up, in the 164-pound division of the cadet freestyle. She finished with a 3-1 record. Welcome to the program, Elisa. Congratulations on your All-American finish. How does it feel to get that goal accomplished?
It feels great. It's my first time winning a runners-up in the biggest tournament in the world. And I just wish my parents were here to see me in person.
How does this compare with your finish that you did last year?
I felt like I improved a lot more from last year when I placed in fourth to second this year. I felt like I really improved and worked hard to get up to this level. And I just want to thank the coaches for that.
So with women not having Greco to compete in, you as a cadet had the unique opportunity to also participate in the junior level tournament. What is your goal as you look towards the junior competition that begins already tomorrow?
My goal is to just work hard and do what I can, even though these girls may be more experienced than me, but I just got to push through and just try my best to at least qualify in the juniors division.
Now, are the weight classes similar or exactly the same, or what weight class will you be competing in?
I'll be competing in the same weight class, 164, for juniors also.
Okay. And so your bracket will probably look a lot like it did for cadets, except then it'll swell with all the juniors that are included as well. Am I kind of reading that correctly?
Yes, I feel like there will be more than cadets.
All right. So you're around girls from various states throughout the nation, and some of those have sanctioned high school tournaments. What do you think it'd be like if Kansas had a sanctioned tournament? What do you think it would do for the participation in Fargo for Team Kansas?
I felt like we would have enough girls on the team to at least do a duels if we had wrestling sanctioned in Kansas.
So your finals match was very, very tight affair there. I think it was 1-0 at the break. You were in lead off a shot clock point, and then your opponent got a point off the shot clock and then scored late on a takedown. Take us through that match a little bit. Did you have nerves being on the big stage? What was that like competing in the national finals?
I was really nervous. I had butterflies, and this girl was really, really strong, and I was just like, getting with it and just compete as I go.
And you also had an opportunity to compete on the stage in the semifinals, and that was quite a match as well. And you broke it open with a beautiful lat drop there in the second period. Take us through that match a little bit.
It was a tough match, I would say, a really tough match. She likes to throw, and I was trying to get out of it. And then I finally threw her, and I just felt really proud of myself. I was really excited.
Yeah, great match and great moment for you. So we've been visiting with Elisa Robinson of Fort Riley. She finished as national runner-up in Fargo at 164 in the cadet division of the girls freestyle, and she'll be competing in the junior division tomorrow. We're visiting with Nicole Moore from Pretty Prairie. She finished with a 5-2 record at 100 pounds in the cadet freestyle, and she placed fifth to gain All-American status. So congratulations on your All-American finish. How does it feel to get over that barrier? I believe this is your first All-American finish. Is that correct?
It's my first one at Fargo. I placed second in cadets and juniors at Oklahoma, and then I placed at Brute, and I placed at Texas in All-American.
Okay. And are those all those events, are they folk style or are they freestyle?
Texas is freestyle, and then Oklahoma's folk style, Brute's and Brute's folk style.
Okay. And what do you prefer wrestling better, folk style or freestyle?
They're both good. They're just different. I like folk style because I like to get on the mat and be on full. But freestyle makes me work on my takedown, so I like it.
Okay, so what year are you entering this fall?
I'll be a sophomore.
So you'll be a sophomore at Nickerson High School this fall, and do you participate on the guys team there?
Yes, I was varsity 106 last year, and I hope to do the same thing this year.
Okay, very good. So what's your thoughts and feelings about the idea of Kansas not having a sanctioned girls state tournament? How do you think that things would change if we did have a sanctioned tournament through Keisha?
I think it'd be really good for the girls to have their own sanctioned tournament because it would be just as important as the guys, and we can compete just as well. And competing against each other gives ourselves a chance to show how good we are, not just compared to the guys. Because once you hit high school, there's a big difference between girls and guys, especially as the weights get higher.
You're going to be a sophomore this fall, and I imagine you're starting to think a little bit about college. Do you hope to continue to compete in wrestling in college?
I hope to continue wrestling into college, and I hope to go to the Olympics.
So the junior tournament is coming up tomorrow. What are you going to do between now and then to kind of clear your head a little bit and get ready for that competition?
I'm going to take a long bath and get a lot of sleep, so that way I can be prepared for tomorrow.
And when do you kick off, tomorrow morning?
I think it's tomorrow afternoon. We'll weigh in the morning, and we'll start wrestling in the afternoon.
Do you have anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
My dad. He's at home right now. He had to stay home and work and keep my little brother. So I want to give a shout-out to him. And then I want to say thanks to my mom and aunt for bringing me down here and my coaches.
Thank you for taking the time to visit with us. Congratulations and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, and thank you guys for having me.
With us now is Manhattan's Jalen Harper. He finished in eighth place at a stacked 160-pound weight class in the junior division of freestyle. Jalen, welcome to the program. Appreciate you taking the time to join us.
No problem.
All right, take us through the competition a little bit. I say a stacked weight class. It really was. There's kind of a who's who nationally of kids in your weight class, and you came out with an All-American finish. That's something definitely to be proud of. Tell us about your thoughts on how you competed during the tournament.
I thought I wrestled pretty well during most of the tournament. I had a lot of close matches that could have gone either way, but I found a way in the end to pull it through. And there's a bunch of good kids, and like my last match, I beat the kid 5-5 on the front side, and then he came back and beat me 6-4 on the back side. And it was just, I mean, there's everybody, any other day could go either way. There's a lot of tough kids.
And that final match with Chavez of Idaho, he definitely looked like he was coming out for blood at the beginning of the match. And then as it wore on, I think if you had a little more time, you could have gotten it done. That's a tall task to do in a single tournament, coming around and beating a high-level guy that you just beat. You know, they've got that motivation going for them. Tell us a little bit about your mentality coming into that match.
Well, going into it, I knew he was a Greco kid, and I knew I couldn't give him a 2-on-1 or an underhook. And unfortunately, that's what happened in the first 10 seconds. He got right to that 2-on-1 and kind of pushed me down the mat a little bit. And that first period, he was in control of the match for sure. And I just knew I had to stay out of those. And that second period, I tried to stay moving a little bit more. And my coaches were telling me, circle, set up my shots, other than just diving in, which I did kind of the first match. So I had more focus on moving and trying to get him out of his position so I could score.
Yeah, you can tell your strategy did change. I was worried he was going to take your arm with you that for part of that first period. He really had that tight and kind of curled up around you. That was, I think, borderline illegal.
Yeah,
you
had that.
Speaking of Greco, are you planning on competing in the Greco tournament?
Yes, I'm pretty excited for that. I like Greco. That's a lot of fun.
Well, great. That's good to hear. A lot of times today, we may have a kid competing in just in one tournament, and usually that being the freestyle. So it's good to hear that you're going to be part of the Greco tournament, and I think you've got a lot of promise ahead of you for that tournament and beyond.
Yeah. Coach Danny Greener makes it a pretty big idea that we're always wrestling Greco. He's a big fan of Greco, so he encourages a lot, and it makes it fun.
Absolutely, and what a coach he is for Greco especially. Who would you say out of your eight matches that you wrestled, what was your toughest match, or which opponent would you say you respect the most as you look back at your competition in junior freestyle?
I would have to say Chavez, just because I had to wrestle him twice, so I was thinking about him more. But honestly, all of them I was pretty amped up for, and I knew they were good, and I think likewise they knew I was pretty good, so it made it a good match and a good competition. And yeah, I was pretty ready for all of them. I didn't count anybody out at any time.
So you've got a day off now before you start into Greco. What are you going to do to get yourself healed up and prepared for the battle ahead?
Just rest a little bit, and then I got to cut some weight. Got to get some weight off for that, because we have to be back to scratch, so that'll be a challenge, but we'll get there.
Well, looking ahead, you'll be one of our top wrestlers out of Kansas next year, and you're also a high-level football player. What are you planning on doing in college?
I would love to wrestle in college. That's my main sport, and I like it. I really love it. So that's my goal, is to be a D1 wrestler.
All right. Well, I'm sure you got several looks, and and I'm sure you'll have a lot of opportunities and choices ahead of you. Appreciate you taking the time to join us, and congratulations on your All-American finish, and good luck in Greco.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And thanks for letting me talk on here.
All right. This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.